together if they want me to go to either one.
All right.
And I'd like to go to one that include them both.
Yes?
Mrs. Bill Green, 2190.
Get these straightened out here. That's the damnedest mess.
Hello?
Hello.
Ms. Green.
Good morning.
This is Lyndon Johnson.
Oh, Mr. President, I'm so happy to hear from you.
I'm terribly distressed about my friend Bill. Now, how's he doing?
Well, they have him in what they call round-the-clock care. I don't even have him in a private room with nursing service yet because they want to keep him where he is. He's really had a serious time of it. And
well,
this has been something I think that has been coming on him, and I think the sudden shock of 2 weeks ago was a little bit hard for him to take, which was hard for all of us.
Sure.
And I think it's definitely attributable to that.
Oh, my goodness.
And I think that he has, you know, he feels that you are just terrific. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah, I do. He's been my friend for many years.
I hate to talk to you so personally, but really I feel that way toward you.
Well.
And I know that Bill is in your corner, and I know that you're in his.
I surely am. When you tell him I'm praying for him, I've already said a prayer, and my flowers are on the way, and please give him a hug when he can, and keep me informed how he's getting along.
I'll do that, Mr. President. I'll call your office and
please.
Let you know if there's any change, but just keep up the prayers. That's the important thing.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye.
Waiting.